What was the impetus for this project with the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware and the Cox House?
Well, the Jewish Historical Society was ahead of the game in the early 70s and formed to keep a record of the legacy of the Jewish community in Wilmington as many of the buildings were being torn down to construct government office buildings here in the commercial heart of Wilmington near Market Street. So the Jewish Historical Society of Delaware was to be located at the Delaware Historical Society. And so this was before Roots had turned a variety of Americans onto genealogy or family records or keeping a legacy of the record of their legacy. This was before the bicentennial turned many communities, including communities that were not widely preserved and represented in traditional historical societies like ours. So the Jewish community in Delaware, led by people like Tony Young, were a little bit ahead of ethnic communities that in just a few years, because of Roots and the bicentennial, would have the bug of keeping their community's heritage more remembered. So the Jewish Historical Society has had an over 50-year record of keeping its connections of the Wilmington heritage with the Delaware Historical Society. However, the records have grown so much that it is now a challenge to really provide the public access to the records. So as families or genealogical researchers are coming to look for some of those files, they're hard to come by because they're in a cramped corner of the basement of the library of the Delaware Historical Society. With that in mind, and with attention being paid ever increasingly to the Delaware Historical Society's 9 buildings, we have an empty building on Willingtown Square, the Thomas Cox House, built in 1801. We were thinking, is there a way to partner to solve a couple of problems, the cramped storage of the Delaware Historical Society's research library, the need for a more accessible, publicly accessible program space for the Jewish Historical Society's collections, and activating one of our buildings on Willingtown Square, the Thomas Cox House. So with these discussions, which started before I came here, they started roughly in April of 2018, and I arrived in June of 2018, the seeds have been planted about a win-win-win, activating one of the empty buildings of the Historical Society, more access for people to research the Jewish Historical Society's collections and room to grow them, while also allowing for the expansion of some of the collection storage of the Delaware Historical Society's research library. This win-win-win became the idea of a growing partnership with the Jewish Federation, the Delaware Historical Society, and the new ethic to really preserve many of the buildings that have been adapted and deserve a little bit more attention, especially our 6 library buildings on the campus. And I have a strong preservation background and came into the job with an idea that we could really activate these buildings, preserve them within the heart of a very lively downtown corridor in Wilmington. So the promise almost presented itself because the Cox House has just been sort of sitting there waiting for a reason to be a little bit more active.
Can you give us a little bit more about the history of the Cox House itself and I guess what its origins are?
Sure. The Cox House was built by Thomas Cox, who was a brickmaker, and he built it for his children, and it was really a twin on 107 East 6th Street, and it had been moved to prevent its demolition, along with 3 other buildings that were relocated to Willingtown Square, what I call a preservation petting zoo. These buildings were preserved by sort of last resort, relocating them to the square. But 107 East 6th Street is really in the proximity of the lively spaces where the Jewish community had established their presence in the commercial life of Wilmington in the late 1800s. And after the Civil War, They were merchants were finding the opportunity to sell many goods that were now ready-made, like uniforms and clothing. So the Cox House is actually National Register listed, and he built it. Thomas Cox built it for its daughters, and it had been a law office until 2012, and most recently, it had been part of the staffing offices of the Delaware Historical Society. But through the, you know, so the Cox House in the 1850s and 1870s was a private residence, but growing up around it were leading merchants like Lieberman's, Myers, Lazarus, Topkiss, and they were all really not just vibrant commercial leaders in the commercial corridor of Wilmington among the business community. They were also leading civic minded leaders in the life, the growing life of the commercial development of Wilmington into the 1920s, 30s, and 40s.
So how much do you hope to raise for this project? And I guess what exactly will the renovations of this building entail to make it kind of bring the vision you're talking about alive?
Well, it's a three-story building, and it's it needs to be, it has been assessed structurally with a few modifications. We had to make sure that its relocated status would allow us to store things as heavy as shelves and archival documents and boxes and supplies, and it can. It just needs a couple of modifications for ADA access, for replacing some really old HVAC equipment to give a sound environmental conditions for the old records. And some of these records are founding documents of essential synagogues and faith communities like Ottis Kodesh and the charters of important community organizations in the Jewish community. So we have to retrofit an 1801 building to be 21st century sound for collection, storage, and access. It'll also include things like a dumbwaiter for easier access for the staff to get records from the third floor, sprinklers, a new roof. The whole campaign is roughly $400,000, and that will include modernization and disability access, as well as a new roof and other features, video surveillance, motion detectors, and the kinds of things that will allow it the sort of program space that the Jewish Historical Society has been lacking.
I was going to say, it sounds in a lot of ways like you're trying to give the Jewish Historical Society a real physical home. And is there something about that makes a difference? I mean, I've been in Delaware for a long time, and one example I can remember is, you know, for the longest time, the Delaware Sports Hall of Fame didn't have a home until it was able to create a museum down at Frawley Stadium. And now that has something that people can tangibly connect with. Is it the same type of thing here, that you're going to be able to give them something that people can tangibly connect with?
Yes, and it's really important that where there's a historical place like, you know, Midtown Market Street, where the Jewish community had a sense of place, to be proximate to where many researchers come for a sense of history, to delve into their family history, genealogy, or see the exhibits and displays and programs of the Delaware Historical Society. So place and proximity give it a sense of presence. And being present, the Cox House being present in the life of the community near DCAD, near where we have the People's Festival, which celebrates the Jamaican immigrant experience, near the Jane and Littleton Mitchell Center for African American Heritage. Now the Jewish Historical Society will have a shingle out where many people celebrate the ethnic heritage of Wilmington and the Delaware experience that includes immigrants, migrants, and many different communities all together. To have the Cox House represent the presence of the Jewish Historical Society with a shingle so that many people will learn of its presence where they hadn't been when it was not as accessible in the basement. Not only does this give it a place proximate to the research, but it establishes almost a regular presence for any Wilmingtonian, any Delawarean to understand, aha, the Jewish community was essential to the development of Wilmington and Delaware.
You had talked earlier about trying to activate these buildings, but it also it kind of feels like this is a project that falls in line with this kind of overarching idea that the Historical Society has been working on. Yeah, that includes, as you mentioned, the Mitchell Center for African American Heritage, the renovation of the old town hall. That it's, and I guess maybe not only just activating these buildings, but also creating this, we're kind of alluding to kind of a hub here, a really a historical hub right here on Market Street.
That's right. And Wilmington with Commercial Market Street doesn't have many green spaces. Wellington Square is one. People come here and just have their lunch, or there's noontime concerts in the summer. So the hub is the idea, and these are all historical buildings. We're seeing some work being done on the research library currently. That's a 1930 adapted bank. Old Town Hall is a 1798 adapted municipal building. We are in the Delaware History Museum and adapted Woolworths. So adaptation is the name of the game. Buildings adapt for different needs. We adapt our kitchens and our bathrooms and our own homes. And historical preservation is the responsible management of change. It adapts. It adapts to the current needs. And it's really the name of the game in our business is how do we make things adapt to a more relevant use for the community as they see it today.
Is there a timetable for this fundraising effort and ultimately the work getting done?
We see a beginning for the work in the spring. And with any luck, we will have an inauguration and opening later in 2020. But right now, we've launched the campaign. It's well on its way to its goals. We've been working with the architects and the leaders of the Jewish Historical Society and the Jewish Federation. We're very excited about this. We have 100% commitment from board members of the Jewish Historical Society and a lot of groundswell of support because people see it as a good idea.
And finally, how can the public get involved in helping this effort?
The public can make their donations and contributions to the Jewish Historical Society. They should check out coxhouse.org, coxehose.org, to learn a little bit more about the campaign and ways that they can join.
David Young, we appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good to be here.